Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/chickenduck. Over 180,000 titles to choose from on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Punjaba!
Picture this. It's a cold Saturday morning. Maybe don't leave your house anymore.
Oh, my name is Jimmy and I'm a little boy.
Welcome back to Chicken Duck with Jim and Casey.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome to Saturdays. Saturdays with Chicken Duck.
Happy Saturday, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Saturdays with Chicken Duck.
You know what, John? I think I'll take that beer.
Welcome back to Saturdays with Chicken Duck.
What is a chicken duck, exactly?
We spent a whole segment on it in one of our earlier podcasts.
Well, we spent about like a minute on it.
I think it was a sentence.
Nobody explained what the chicken ducks actually were.
So, X-Side, I think, is the origin of the chicken duck.
X-Men coming out of the...
Well, sort of, I guess.
Yeah, sort of.
If you've ever driven around there, there's chicken ducks.
Is that like a...
And we always blamed it on, like, the lead.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, when you say a chicken duck, do you literally mean, like, half chicken,
well, there were,
half a duck?
It was something weird. I mean, it was definitely a... It wasn't a chicken and it wasn't a duck.
So it was a chicken duck.
Yeah. I don't think we should call it Saturdays with Chicken Duck,
though. That's what it's called! That's what it's called, dude. Whatever you're about to say, it doesn't fucking matter. Because it's called Saturdays with Chicken Duck. Today is Saturday. Get it through your fucking head. You should get a green screen.
For what?
I don't know. Just so we can put like...
What?
I don't know. How do they watch it on the show?
What are they watching?
The show that we were just watching.
Oh, Ancient Aliens?
Yeah. How do they watch Ancient Aliens while they're on the couch?
They...
Is it on the TV? Because it's obviously... It's not being shown behind them.
Have a big screen TV. Actually, it's not much bigger than your TV. So we could, I mean, if you would sit on this side of the table.
We just need a lot of green paint.
No, if you would just sit on this side of the table, we could watch the TV.
But we'd have the key
and people could just listen to it. They don't have to see what we're watching.
But the video is where it's at, man. What's our email address?
Chicken Duck Podcast.
Oh, it's so long. Gmail. Can't we get something shorter than that?
Wait, I think it might be... Maybe it's Chicken Duck Pod.
Yeah.
Chicken Duck Pod at Twitter. That's our Twitter. Our Twitter handle.
We're at.
Yeah, at Chicken Duck Pod. And we only have about 60 followers, and I can see that dropping.
60?
Drastically.
How much of them are, like, people that we know?
Like, two.
Okay, good. I'm going to keep that number as low as fucking humanly possible. If it gets out that I'm recording this, I'll be losing. We need to start making money because I want to
drop. It's going to drop drastically after this first episode. Nope. It's Chicken Duck Podcast. Yeah, chickenduckpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go, folks. Whoa. I feel like we're missing something. I feel like
we're missing more than something.
I feel like we don't really serve a purpose at all.
We don't.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real purpose except for us to get together every week and hang out.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we need to force it on other people. We wanted to hear a clip from something we said last week. I wonder how hard it would be.
I could just go onto my phone and play it.
But I mean, like, we would want to prepare it. Oh, so then we would have to act like we were watching it, though.
What are we watching? I thought you just wanted to hear it.
Well,
no, like, we would have to watch it again and laugh
watching it when
to react to it. But record our reaction.
Watch what?
anything, man.
You're being redundant. You know that, right? Like, because if you're playing something, you're already watching it. You're living it.
I thought you meant listen to what you said. Listen to what we said. We didn't record ourselves on video.
Have you ever seen?
We only have sound.
Have you ever seen Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yes.
How was your Halloween? Did you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
We hide. It's a game called Hide from Halloween in our house where, no, I get a bag of mini Snickers bars and turn out all the lights in my house and sit there and eat them in silence.
You don't give them to the children?
No.
Well, this year I think you need to cut out the fucking
sweet
Snickers.
Okay. I'm still not going to turn the lights on or give it any.
Why?
Because I don't like kids coming to my doorstep.
Well, this was last week, so they already came to your house.
Right. So when I turned the lights off Monday night...
You turned the lights off for the...
I left, actually. I left like I do every year and went and sat at Mike's Tavern and ate candy and drank beers.
I'm a little disappointed.
Dude, I'm a Grinch of Halloween. I don't like Halloween. It's a pagan holiday.
What week? Eight? Nine?
This is week eight. Eight. Can you believe it?
Eight. I didn't want to get ahead of myself. We are now, like, legitimately sponsored.
We are.
Also, folks... CafePress.com/chickenduck.
Yeah, go get your t-shirts.
Buy yourself a t-shirt for Christmas. You owe it to yourself.
And people are going to be asking,
what is that on your shirt? And then you can tell them, I don't really know. It's this 20-minute stupid podcast I listen to once a week.
Hey, enough of the chewing. So much for the intervention.
What's the intervention for food? Okay, so you didn't answer me on that.
Yeah,
it's not for the drugs. You're drinking.
I don't do drugs. I drink. So we're intervention on French fries. Jim, no more French fries.
John, you woke up at 1:30.
This isn't about alcohol or drugs.
I work swing shift. Give me a fucking break, man.
Don't swing this shit around on me.
I work weekends. I mean, I have an abnormal job. I love my job.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to produce a podcast?
No, not at all.
Neither do I. Casey does all of the work.
Well, okay, so I go there. I go to Wawa, you know, quite often because the food, it's not half bad and it's quick, cheap, easy.
Uh-huh.
I feel that when I'm standing there waiting for my food, that the people who are making my food, they always, they chat up. Not everyone there. There's this one specific girl.
Sweet Jesus.
She's like constantly chit-chatting with her. The staff?
You stupid bitch.
Like, while I'm waiting for my food. And it's not like I'm the only one waiting, but there's, you know, a bunch of other people.
So let me just get this straight.
She's chit-chatting with her co-workers instead of getting my food. I get the turkey bowl. As she's putting the things in the bowl, she'll take a break for like, at least like a minute to talk, to have a conversation with someone. Instead of like, you know what I mean? Finish your fucking conversation after you get me my food.
Jesus Christ. So, maybe don't leave your house anymore.
You don't think I should leave my house or what?
Like when I go, I'm a little concerned that you have You're not that busy. I mean, I'm not that busy. I have way more patience than you, and I'm impatient. And... like, here's the thing, dude. I went to lunch the other day, and I was at a job, like, Harrisburg area, and had some time to kill, and didn't eat lunch. It was later in the afternoon, like 1:30-ish, and still hadn't eaten lunch. So, you know, typically look for a Subway, couldn't find a Subway, little sandwich shop sitting there, and pulled in, parked, went inside. The only one there, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's 4 people in there working, all talking. A delivery guy comes in. Everybody's still talking. They took my order, made my cheesesteak. They had this whole in-depth conversation, like, as if I was not there. And it was very loud. And, like, all I wanted to do was eat my sandwich and get out of there. And typically, I would get my sandwich and eat it in my car, but I just wanted to sit down and eat. So, of course, I know what you're saying, but I don't, like, I wouldn't have vocalized it had you not brought the, you know, whiny story up that you, like, I understand people don't want to work and make my sandwich in silence. They're probably making it for $8 an hour. They don't need to stand there in complete silence.
I'm not saying that, but, like, I can do things while I work. Like, why can't she have a conversation?
Why don't you make a turkey bowl for yourself?
Because I want to go to Wawa and have their turkey bowl if I want. I could.
Then you're going to wait for it like a good boy. There's no way around it. What, are you going to scold a guy that's making $7.50 an hour?
Well, why can't they have the conversation while she's scooping the shit? You know what I mean? Why does she have to stop?
Because she works at Wawa, bro. I don't know what to tell you. Find another Wawa.
And I understand. I know what you mean about the talking when I went into the glass place the other day.
B&G. Yeah, the girls.
Well, the girls, they're bitchy.
Oh, man.
And like some guys came out from the back. And he shows the one guy his phone, and he goes, "Holy shit, what happened there? Oh, my kid, he says he fell. Big gash, had to get all these stitches." And they're talking about how his son, like, was bleeding all over the place.
So what?
It doesn't... You can talk about certain things, but...
But not in front of Casey. I'll open up a safe space that you can come to anytime that you're at a store and somebody's talking. Oh my god, why don't you walk around with fucking headphones on, you big whiny bitch? Listen to your Grateful Dead and talk to people, and they can talk back all they want, and all you hear is Jerry. Oh, I'm sorry for my language. I get worked up over this. This is what's wrong. Crying about Wawa sandwiches. Turkey bowls. It's taking too long, dude. Are you kidding me?
I have things to do.
No, you don't. So I don't give a shit what you say. Oh, my God.
You're telling me that you went somewhere and a gentleman was dressed... Like the Bratzies.
Are we going to get right into the yoga hosers discussion? We got to go right
into yoga hosers.
All right.
That was the most profoundly disturbing movie I think I've seen in a long time.
So what did you say to me as soon as, like, I you texted me, it's meant for...
I said, WTF, this right. is like a kid's, or like a teenage love story, I don't even know what did I say?
He made the movie for the 14-year-old woman inside of him.
Okay, whatever.
So he got that... He got that right, right?
I guess.
So, yeah, okay. So Harry and I went to it actually premiered at the Sundance Film Festival.
Okay.
But Kevin always does a tour of his movies where he premieres them over the country for his fans. And in Red Bank, New Jersey, where they film Comic Book Men, the AMC show, they were doing a premiere there of Yoga Hosers at the Count Basie Theater.
Okay.
So Harry and I took a ride down, and... We were waiting outside the secret stash for quite a while. There was a crowd. They were filming inside. We couldn't see what was going on. All these people were waiting outside to get in. So we went to Surf Taco, which is next door. Had a few tacos. Really good. When we came out, they were opening the doors. So me being me, I barged my way to the front of the crowd. And we,
little cousin Olivia. Well, he's not little anymore.
We were some of the first ones in to the store after they were finished filming. And... We saw a Bratzy in the back of the store.
Greatest thing ever.
Wonderbar. Punchaba.
That is not what they say. They say, Wonderbar.
So.
Folks, if you haven't seen this movie, you owe it to yourself to go check it out. It's on Netflix. Yoga Hosers. Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith is not in the movie.
He is.
Is he?
He is the Bratzy.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. That is Kevin Smith as the Bratzy.
Is that
yes.
the Bratzy?
Yes.
So, okay.
Kevin is the Bratzy.
Back to...
So, we're going to get into it. Give some spoilers here?
I don't want to talk about it, though. Everybody's got to see it. We can talk about it next week. Oh my god! As soon as it came on the screen, I couldn't help myself. Like I was done. It's the funniest. I can't believe that's Kevin Smith.
Yep. Did you watch the whole thing?
Wonderbar!
So we were having a discussion. Well, no, actually, Jimmy watched the movie, and I text him, and I said in my text. Punjaba. And he said, "What the fuck is that?" And I said, "That's what the Bratzy says." And he says, "No, it's definitely Wunderbar."
It definitely is. Because it doesn't make any sense. They're little German sausages. Why would they say Punjaba?
I don't know, but it's really funny to me. Like, that's how I hear it. I don't hear the W, I hear the P. Punjaba.
People are fucking not gonna listen to 10 minutes of this, dude. Oh man. Anyway, go out, go in. It's on Netflix. Go watch Yoga Hosers. Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you about my topics before we get started, or you're not going to want to talk about them.
No shit. What you got there in that can?
Oh, you don't want none of that.
What is it? I'm intrigued.
Gyaki yerbe mate.
Those aren't real words. Stop using them. Start over. What is it?
Gyaki yerbe.
Stop it. What are you saying? What is it? Tell me what it is.
It's an organic brand tea, yerba mate. Do you remember when I was drinking the tea, the hot tea out of the gourd? Do you remember when I bought?
Did you do that more than one time, or am I to be remembering one specific time where you drank hot tea out of the gourd? I don't remember either, but I just, for my own, I want to know. What are you talking about? Before we even get into why you were drinking hot tea out of a gourd, what are you talking, what? Please enlighten us.
Okay, so, while back, I was on the tour bus of Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson's son.
Okay.
They were passing around a gourd, and they were each drinking out of this gourd. Okay. So I asked the percussionist, Tato Melgar.
Can you use people's names like that?
Yeah.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Why would he get in trouble?
Because I can't assume it was just hot tea.
It was. It was just hot tea. I'm telling you. It's this yerba mate.
The same stuff that's in
the
that
same
can.
Stuff that's in the can, yes. But this is chilled. This, you can drink it hot also. And with the actual leaves.
What's next? I don't even know. I have nothing. This is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever talked about. I'm sorry for asking what that was. I truly am.
Well, I'm telling you.
Is it iced tea or is it not?
It's iced tea, yes.
Okay.
This is iced
tea. That's all I really needed to know. I didn't need to know what fucking mountain it came from, who climbed the mountain to squash the... I don't even know. What? Yerba. I can guarantee you somebody in a...
Yerba.
Okay.
Mate.
Where was it manufactured?
It's manufactured in California.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's distributed in California.
Mm-hmm. Germany, maybe?
No. Or
Belgium, Austria?
It's from...
InBev, probably. Same place that can of all the other shit is made.
Let me see. But anyway, so I drank the tea on the bus.
Where is it made?
I don't know. It's in Guatemala, I think.
Give me the goddamn.
Or Uruguay. It says it's distributed in California, but that's not where they get the tea from.
Did you shake it gently?
Yes. The tea is from Uruguay, maybe. I believe that's where Tato is from.
Tato?
Yes, Tato Melgar. So,
gluten-free?
It's all organic,
oh, wow.
And it is one giant boost of caffeine, all natural. And I want to tell you something. If you had ever done Adderall or maybe some speed, this is what I would guess would be the equivalent of that.
Oh, 28 grams of sugar, 20 milligrams of sodium.
All natural.
And 120.
I've had three calories of them today.
Jesus Christ. You'll find out how natural they are. You'll be going for a natural EKG.
Oh, out of your yerba mate. All the yerba's gone. Yeah. No mas yerba.
You buy that in bulk?
No, but I should.
No, he buys it at $7 a can.
I was trying to figure that out this morning. It would be cheaper, but only by about...
It would be cheaper to buy gasoline and drink it, too. Jesus Christ.
I think if you buy it in the store, if I would buy 12 of them, it would be $31.80.
There's no alcohol in it. It's like a
fucking tea. It's tea.
It's tea.
I'm telling you. You could probably make, do you know how much yerba mate you could probably make for $31?
Would you like me to Google it?
I like
Would you like brand. Me to Google it?
I like this brand, and I don't fucking...
Yeah, well...
I don't say anything about shit that you buy.
It's convenient, pre-made.
The fucking apple juice chilled. You've tried to been serving me for the last 4 fucking months.
I just don't want it in my refrigerator anymore, and I don't drink it.
What?
I didn't know you were holding them accountable for that.
I just want to see what it is.
Here, take the can. It's empty.
Okay.
Take it.
Guayaki... Yerba mate.
Yerba mate.
Oh, this has sugar in it.
Yeah,
Casey.
But it's all natural.
Yeah, natural
sugars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
all natural.
Still.
High priced iced tea.
I'm telling you, if you've ever done speed,
yeah.
I mean,
you
this
keep
is...
saying that. I don't think you should be saying that. I don't think
well,
that's
I'm
what
not
they're
saying
aiming
it.
For.
I've done it. But I'm just saying, if you've ever done it,
you would that, know
that that's what it's yeah. like.
Right. You know. Maybe you should try the diet type once in a while, Casey, to tighten up around the midsection.
They don't have diet.
Ah, really? That's how they get you, I guess.
It's good stuff.
It's only 14 grams, 2 servings.
So did you know you could make yerba mate by steeping dried leaves from the yerba mate plant in hot
yeah,
water?
I told you about that when I had the when I got the gourd.
Oh, yeah. We never talked that much. We never really. Did we finish the... Because you asked me... Your question was, did I ever tell you about the time I used to drink tea from gourds?
And I said, do you remember the time that I drank the yerba mate from the gourd?
From
you,
the hot gourd.
You wanted to know of a specific time and date. If, but no, I bought a gourd. There's these special gourds.
A dried out gourd.
My grandmother makes birdhouses
similar
out of those.
Drinking tea out of a human skull.
Very, well, very similar.
I mean, not quite. You know, this is a gourd.
Yeah, pretty close.
And well, one's a plant and one's a human fucking skull. So no, it's not. It's not anywhere
such
near
language.
This
oh, gourd. Such language.
I wasn't sure if you were.
Usually, he doesn't lash out like this.
I wasn't sure if you were referring to the tea being made from the leaves of a gourd.
No, no.
You were actually.
Oh, fuck.
Like a pumpkin, Jim,
so
from
Jim,
the same family.
So Jim Morgani just Googled a gourd. He wasn't sure what I was talking
about.
Oh, I
thought you were pointing to Dustin, and I was thinking, holy
he
shit.
Was.
I'm
he
pretty
was pointing to me. He didn't even know how to
I'm pretty sure
spell
Dustin
it.
Was like, I'm pretty sure he knew what a gourd was.
He's Googling it, and he doesn't know how to spell it.
Oh, shit, that's weird.
I thought it was a cliff that people like jumped over when they're
a performing
stunts.
Remember a gorge.
I don't know the last time I heard the term gourge.
And I wouldn't be drinking out of a gourge.
You could.
Where's Casey? Down getting a drink out of the gorge.
Living in a tent down by the gorge.
Oh, my. So anyway, I got this gourd. And it's a special type of gourd, and you make this hot tea in it, just like you make any old tea, you know.
Oh,
except
you need a bombilla, though.
Yeah, you need the bombilla. That's the straw. It's a metal straw that has a strainer on the bottom, so you don't suck any of the leaves up.
Ah.
And I just didn't like the.
You just want to kill my fucking dog, don't you?
I just
kill him. Go ahead. Just lean down and
he's
break
being,
his little
he's
neck.
He's definitely being distracted. I have an under control case. He was going after a water bottle.
But I just didn't like... I'm not a really hot tea drinker, so I like it. I like iced tea, you know? And they have it in the can.
I know
can.
How you like your flavor.
Exactly. And so they have it in the can. And it's $2.59 a can, but I don't mind paying it. It's cheaper than speed.
You drink a ton of-
not that I've ever done that.
You keep going back to the speed. So then you have this... metal straw as a filter.
Right, the bombilla.
And you actually brew the tea leaves inside the gourd.
Yes, yes. You put the you fill the gourd up maybe about halfway, 3/4 of the way. You make the tea, you know, the water, you boil the water
in a teapot.
Yes,
oh,
you know,
or just
to steep.
Yes.
A kettle.
And then you just pour with the bombilla in the gourd already and the tea leaves in there, you pour the hot water over the leaves.
So a bombilla, correct me if I'm wrong, is a strainer.
It's a straw strainer.
It's a strainer.
Straw so with a filter.
If you it's perhaps a metal had straw a with a strainer and a straw, you could get away with it, I think.
No.
Would you look put the up. Straw on top I of the strainer?
I just told you that I looked it up. I told you that I was looking at it.
No, it's one piece. The strainer is at the bottom of the straw.
There's a filter inside the straw to not allow...
It's like when you get a blizzard at Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
But not. But instead of the... instead of the sharp thing at the bottom, there's a strainer.
You know what? It's definitely not a gorge.
So anyway, my point, especially seeing as though you know all of that information already, it's probably like you probably cost maybe a 16th of that.
Well, yeah, I have a pound of the tea at home.
Oh, you're killing me.
I mean, I could ice that tea, I guess, but I just can't get the flavor right. You know, I like flavor.
Right. He likes his flavor.
So, I mean, this has like a mint or they have orange.
Orange.
So.
It's the spirituality of it all, doing it the way the natives used to.
Yeah.
Right. From the land.
There's a picture of a bombilla.
It's the bombilla. It looks like a flute.
Yeah. I was just going to. It looks like a wooden flute.
Yeah, but it's only, you know, that big. What else do you want to know about mate?
This is disturbing me now.
Yeah.
With your little drink. What the fuck?
Is it like a coconut shell?
Yep.
It's a gourd.
That's a gourd?
See?
This is Lord of the Flies.
Oh, whoa, whoa. I thought that was the bombilla. The straw is the bombilla.
It's a metal straw.
The straw that's what bothers me.
Pull the bombilla.
You can't. No, you can't. It's a.
What do you mean you can't?
It's this whole thing. You just can't do it. It's down there. I really.
No, I pulled it out.
I know, and I really didn't want you to, but.
You can't take it out.
So wait, Jim's already pulled it out. You don't want to pull it out again so that everybody that we've been talking about this fucking bombilla for 2 weeks now, we can't see it because it's in the gourd and you will refuse to pull the. We're not going to see it. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
And the other part of this is that
Dustin, if you get to drink it and nobody else gets to drink it.
No, no, no. You have
a 4 pound bag of it over there, like a bag of flour sitting on top of my.
You can't break the witch ritual. Once the bombilla is in, you cannot take it out.
Look up yerba mate ritual.
You get haunted or
this is a whole
right?
thing,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, that's
the first person that brews
that, yeah.
thing in the gourd, the no. first one, finishes the whole thing to make sure that it's okay for everyone else to drink.
Casey.
You're a selfish prick.
Look, Jim, any...
that's besides any the point.
Can I have a pull off your bombilla?
Any theologian would know this. Jim, you would know this. We have dominion over the... the ancient masters of herba, mate. And, you know, I'm pretty sure we have dominion over those spirits. So if we pulled that out spiritually, we can.
Well, you're going to find out because you've already pulled it out.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Oh, give me it. I've been cursed for years. I'll take it. I'll take more. You know that. I was just telling you about that demon that's cursing me for making money. It's an invisible thing that's been hanging over my
head. So wait, now he's pouring a second cup. Do we?
I just met him a couple weeks ago. He's fucking awesome.
Is this where we get to jump on now?
Yes.
All right, cool.
We'll fill
it. I'm just taking in the ritual.
Traditionally, take the first sip.
You keep saying traditionally like we have done this numerous times.
As the brewing chieftain.
Yeah, traditionally, this is where I look at you like you've lost your fucking mind. So you're just pouring hot
in the former
hot
years,
coffee
the sheer males
over a spoon.
The sheer males
that's
made
I meant
this brew.
Water. I'm sorry, not.
I must say, I never drank out of. I've never drinking out of metal.
Well, it's not metal; it's a gourd.
The straw's
got a
metal
rim.
The bombilla.
Yeah, I thought it was made of bamboo, but it's made of metal. How do you guys?
Unbelievable.
Oh, excuse me, if
do you
I
want
segue.
Boiling water in your mouth right now?
Do you want boiling mouth water? No, shut up.
Oh, no, no. Feel my pecs, actually. Here, grab
John
it.
John reaches
okay,
out and yeah just pokes him and grabs him.
Yeah.
That's
like
what's happening
hard
right now.
This dude's built.
Yeah.
Johnny M. literally just reached over
John,
and grabbed him.
Watch him on the mic. There.
No, if... exactly. Like, no, my mom, I think, gave me my rock-hard chest and butt. Well, I mean...
Is
she
that your scarf, Jim?
Voluptuous. Yes, it is.
You might want to get that for
oh,
my dog.
Oh, Anderson.
Get up.
No, he's so cute playing. I don't want to not get it out of his hand. But yes, I'm bestowed with a chest and a butt. And if I was a woman, I would be so hot actually, because of my natural chest and butt build.
Anytime Jim talks with some type of intelligence or appears that he has intelligence, it's phrases and words that he's learned from me. Jim, you know, he says You know, he's this life coach to all these kids, but I am his life coach.
I spoke with my grandmother who listened to last week's episode, and she said flat out, please tell me where he... Oh, no, you know what? It was my mom. My mom said, where does he teach? I said, I honestly can't tell you. I said, if it ever got out, they'd probably come looking for all of us. So your secret's safe with us, Jim. The bit, of, and it wasn't a bit, which makes it even... I don't know if better or worse, but man, the extra toilet paper around the toilet paper, just the visual of you kicking the shit out of a stall, like the handle every time you use the bathroom. I think that's gonna. Well, stick I was with thinking about
it. Does he? Do you kick it maybe because your hands are full?
Well, yeah. Yes! There's so many. It's such a deep. I don't even know. There's so much to that. So many layers of you. Using the restroom.
I thought that's why it's metal and it's in the back. That's
yeah,
why
we understand your thing.
But also, your hands are full.
Right, holding all the other toilet papers.
I mean, in Jim's defense, it is a huge, 3-inch disc mounted on the wall. Yeah. You could pretty much push that with any body part that you wanted to, anything that was free.
I don't know that you or any of the other listeners actually understand how physically violent he was showing last week. I mean, it was... He's not allowed to use my bathroom.
No, I don't blame you.
No.
He's definitely...
In fact, I think all appliances should be pretty much off limits.
Jim, I'm very clean.
I understand, and I'm happy for you, but...
I mean...
I really think all my home appliances need to be off limits for you. You can sit on the couch. I'll get you whatever you need. Just don't touch anything. Or kick anything. Or use the bathroom.
I met a girl that I had a nice date with. Not like these other, you know.
I always take a deep breath, and I'm a little terrified every time you tell me this, because I'm always afraid it's somebody I know. So.
No. She's not from the area.
Okay. Go ahead, then.
See, I'm used to meeting, look, guys, women are the new men. We all know this, right? Because there's girls out there that, they see, you know how men are hunters and women are gatherers, they gather everything inside. We poke them. We're hunters.
Yes, we all understand what you're saying, Jim.
So girls nowadays are the new hunters. And men are we're supposed to be soft and everything. And we're supposed to be super in touch. And when the girls, usually the girls that I meet, they see me. I'm like a hurt shrew at the bar. And I'm like this easy prey for them. Oh, predator. They're the predator.
Predatorial.
Yes.
Predatorial instincts.
Yes.
Definitely weasel-like.
Weasel-esque.
And I'm used to meeting women that just there he is. I'm going to use that guy and then just use me for one day and then just toss me off to the side. So I met a nice girl recently and I had a nice date this weekend. I saw the Fantastic Beasts movie.
Oh, we saw that a couple weeks ago. Not bad.
Never heard of it.
Oh, and me and Dustin saw The Arrival, too. Remember, seeds can't grow if they're too close to each other, Jim.
15, that's quince.
15.
For our Espanol listeners.
That's two more beers than you've already had, and it's only fucking 10 o'clock in the morning. So, hey, congratulations.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Jesse Ventura retweeted a chicken duck tweet. Yeah, and it got quite a few, 30 likes.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, and we got a bunch more followers out of it.
When?
Within the last couple days.
Jesse Ventura... Jesse the Body.
Yeah.
Retweeted a chicken duck.
Tweet. Yeah. And we got a bunch of pot.
Dude, that's amazing. Dude, that's big news.
Did Casey send that to
you? No.
And.
I'm sending you the shit that I'm sending you. And you didn't even think that was
drops
a good idea.
Drops a bomb on you.
The old one-upper.
And
guess what I did?
And one of our new followers this week was Shelby Chong. Tommy Chong's wife.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, she told me to kiss her where it stinks, so I drove her to Blandon. And that was because of our mushroom plants.
Gotcha.
Because of the smell of the stage two of the phase two of the mushroom growing process.
Are you saying
that's what you call a double entendre, I believe.
Was your family the first ones to start the mushroom plants?
Not the first
ones. They were the first ones to say, kiss me where it smells funny. I think you got the wrong point of that story.
To drive to Blandon. And then they take it as a joke, and then, you know, maybe they'll let you get, you know,
four people listening to this podcast will know where Blandon is, Jim. Four.
What was the origin of that saying? What year? I mean, do you know?
What saying?
The saying, his saying, if you kiss me where you
smell what funny? Is it? You've never heard that?
No.
Oh. John?
But dry.
Can I get a little?
I might have.
I'm
might have
sit this one out.
I might have heard that, but I didn't hear the drive me to Blandon part.
Yeah, well, it's like a little jokey thing, and then, you know, if you're with a girl, you know they're like, oh,
it's
pretty funny.
It's like a little
dirty
song.
Talk, yeah. Quite that sexy. Right.
Oh, and for everybody who doesn't know, you know, maybe we have the Mexico listeners. Blandon is in Pennsylvania, and that's where the mushroom farms are that smell, you know, like manure and stuff like that.
Let's not leave
moss.
Out good old Temple, man.
Yeah. Oh, Temple, you know, Temple, Blandon, Fleetwood, mountains there, the same Bigfoot mountains, you know. For you, the listeners of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Check out books like Hunter Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, narrated by Ron McLarty. Also, Hunter's book, The Rum Diary, is available. The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. Bruce Springsteen's book, Born to Run, read by the boss himself, Bruce. Give it a try and search for your favorite author today. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/chickenduck. Again, that's audibletrial.com/chickenduck for your free audiobook.
But I had an idea last night. I mentioned to Jim, in the summertime sometime, we should pay $10 to set up at a flea market and record our podcast at a flea market with all the passerbys going by. We could people watch,
yeah,
commentate, you know. If anybody wants to stop by and sit in,
I recommend
Zern's
up in Gilbertsville. That's top notch people watching up there. Merv and I used to get bent and go up there.
Expensive though. Yeah.
Zern's is just about shut down.
Really?
Yeah, there's hardly anybody.
Like
there.
I said, I used to go up there with Merv. It's about 10 years ago.
I think he means like, what's it called? The place over at Willow Glen.
Green Dragon?
Yeah, like, no, I'm talking like Leesport Farmers Market, like up in the field on a Wednesday.
Willow Glen.
Well,
I've never been there. I've heard of that.
Leesport has one, I think, the first and third Sundays.
Willow Glen, too.
Okay, we could go to Willow fucking Glen because they have papooses there.
What's that?
What's a papoosa?
Oh, let me tell you.
He's excited.
Picture this. It's a cold Saturday morning.
Okay.
Okay. Or Sunday morning.
They do it on Sundays, which is perfect.
It doesn't matter what day it is. This is
Sunday morning. Okay. And it's right out by you.
But that's what I'm saying. We could set up
Oktoberfest.
What is the cold?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nothing.
Because they do it on Sundays, though. So we could set up. We always record on a Sunday. We could set up on a Sunday. And we don't have to go there early in the morning.
Yeah, where they have the apple dumpling and everything. Yeah.
But I think they only start like April.
Okay. So Jimmy. We'll do it at Willow Glen. He wants to do it at Willow Glen because they have these papooses there. They do have a lot of good food
and
vendors
continue.
There.
We still haven't established what a papoosa
is.
Okay,
so it's a cold Sunday morn, right? And you get out of bed and you're hungry, but you don't want breakfast food.
So you drive across the county to Sinking Spring
to get a $2 papoosa.
About 4 minute ride for me. I'm ready to go. But what is it?
Oh, so
can you put it in your mouth?
Yeah. So picture that.
Wait,
picture that.
So you remember he said he was hungry.
Hold on, ready?
It's a
ready?
Cold.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you about it now. I'm ready. It's a cold Sunday morn. No. It's pretty much it's a taco pancake with pork and cheese in it and sauerkraut over top of it and hot sauce.
That sounds great.
It's really fucking good, man.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But you got to picture it like this. It's a cold winter's morn. Okay. That's as far as I got. So
$2 a shot. Now, how big are these things? I'm going to need three of them?
Like a pancake? No. You will need like two of them.
Two? Okay.
Yeah.
They are very good. I've had them.
Okay.
Two would fill you up.
Mm-hmm.
Jim,
they have them elsewhere also, but that's why I like going there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually not open in the winter, so you would never actually have one on a cold winter's morn.
Last time I was there, they did the first annual one. They did a I forget what the title was, but they did a hot pepper fest over there in that park.
I think the title was...
It was like Spring Pepper Fest. Something like that.
Hot
yeah.
Pepper Fest.
And it was nothing like the one they do in Bowers, no. which I go to every year.
Yeah, I can't go to that one anymore.
It was okay. It was all right. I mean, it was their first run.
Events in Berks County and the surrounding areas are fun the first 2 or 3 years, and then they get so crowded and have poor crowd control. Well,
the Bowers one, that's why
it's too much.
I always take off that Friday. It's always the weekend yeah. after
you get
following
there Friday,
Labor Day.
It's empty.
And you want to go on Friday because Saturday is a nightmare.
It's a shit show.
I mean, it's terrible. And people, rather than pay like $3 to park, they align the roads.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
you know, that's a 2-lane road and there's almost no shoulder. There's nothing. They're like parked in the grass.
That's why I just open the doors up and hit them. And, and then while they're laying on the ground there, I sprinkle some pepper juice on
them. See, I only ever do that if I see a bicyclist. I mean, I'll throw the door open for that. But
there's an idea that I had ever since I saw all these new options in cars. And I was like, you know, you can really do a lot in your car. Like, all my car can do is it has a radio and a cassette player, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't really do much except, like, Snapchat while I drive and whatnot.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I think you just admitted to, like, 7 or 8 felonies.
I don't think Snapchat's a felony. But
pretty sure hitting people's cars and leaving the scene of an accident.
Oh, yeah. That qualifies.
Yeah. Jim Morgani, everybody. What's your address?
Oh, at guitarist Jimbo
That's
on
funny.
Instagram
That's
and
where
Twitter.
They can find you.
Yeah. If we had a law enforcement following.
Oh, we do. Huge.
They're going to soon put us in social media jails. They're going to have jail rooms for like people that are bad. You know, if they make you know whatever, like they're going to say, okay, you're over here now, and like it's all going to be. It's not a conspiracy, Jim. I think it's going to go this way.
The only way you can get out is if you pay with bitcoins.
Yeah.
Well, then you're fucked, huh? Can't even figure him out, let alone pay with him.
Would you say it was one of his best work?
Absolutely.
What kind of benchmark is that?
Well, I mean,
you have to hold that up against Signs and what?
The Sixth
Sense. I enjoyed Signs.
The Sixth Sense. I hate to ruin it for you, but they're all fucking dead. Everybody's dead. Well, Bruce Willis, dead.
I was just talking about the fact that it's one actor technically pretending to be multiple people, so he's got to be like, you know, like Michael Keaton in Multiplicity.
He's amazing. James McAvoy, superb performance. Absolutely.
And stay for the end. That's the most important thing, you people.
I
don't understand how
it's in the middle, but okay. This is
I heard.
Yeah, I usually don't. Yeah.
Okay, who hasn't seen this? You two.
Right.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Well, now,
did you see it, Jeff?
Well, now,
no, I have not.
Jim, are you like Casey in the fact that I know Casey doesn't get into movies involving a lot of fantasy or too much paranormal, superhuman...
Sci-fi.
I didn't get any of that vibe from this movie.
The end, Jim.
I'm really trying to wrap
spoilers,
my head around what you didn't
like about
it. I'm
going to take my headphones off soon. So.
You didn't even see... I think you fell
maybe
asleep.
Maybe I passed out. It's highly likely and very possible that I passed out.
You turned into the beast.
Yeah,
because the ending makes that movie become so much bigger and... Oh, you guys!
I can't defend my position because I would end up spoiling the movie. But
right.
Next week we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure I go see it this week.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to reiterate
all the truth in your face.
You know what? Actually, I might cancel the concert that I'm going to tonight
in Philly.
So you can go watch.
Call Warren up and be like, "Listen,
you know what? Can you postpone the concert till tomorrow? I'm going to go see Split.
In theory, we could watch it in my living room right now."
And you've only seen and you've only seen Warren play how many times?
Yeah. I would just like to reiterate that Bruce Willis is dead in The Sixth Sense.
Anybody ever see Harlem Nights? He shot off my pinky toe.
How do you have the most random fucking quotes out of thin fucking air? When was the last time you saw that movie? 15 fucking years ago.
No, it was 3 months ago. It was on Cinemax.
Who has Cinemax?
I have all the channels, man. I got the premium package.
Your fucking Comcast bill must be astronomical.
Nice. DirecTV. No, actually, I just changed it. I did a little
little
scammy that my buddy at work taught me that he said, just transfer it into your wife's name. They come, they give me new boxes, same house, you just transfer it into her name. Guess what? I get the new package, the new stale and everything. Well, and the guy said to me, he goes, yeah, this is a pain in the butt. You're going to have to do this again in 2 years. He knew what I was doing. He didn't ask. And we already had a plan, too, my wife and I. She said, just tell them, you know, that we're splitting up. that you're leaving, and that's why he's going. There's
probably more truth to that than you think.
You mean your wife had that plan before you?
Yeah. No. Here, John, I want to run something by you.
I'm a healthy guy.
Call the cable company and tell them I'm leaving you.
The guy didn't ask at all, and he actually said to me, "He goes, he's like, yeah, I know this is a pain in the ass, but you'll have to do this again in 2 years. But
yeah,
I get the new
when your divorce goes through."
Yeah. A little side note for you, Chicken Duck listeners: my wife's brother is a divorce attorney. So,
Is that a threat?
Nice
or
bluff.
Nice bluff.
You're making jokes of my impending doom, and I'm just letting you know that I'm brother, really fucked if she wants to go.
Everybody in this room knows about your impending doom. So. We don't need to joke about it.
Did you want me to maybe start interviewing our special guest today?
Yeah, give us a little taste of what we'll do at the Comic-Con.
Okay.
I got to see what's going to happen there.
Yeah, this will help me decide whether I want to go.
I just turned
not.
That for
wait,
me.
Wait, so should I pretend not like I don't
you?
Know him?
No, I'm just going to ask you. I don't know. Let's just play this by ear.
Here we go.
Jeff, if you need an answer for that, I pretend that I do not know him every week. And it is a lot more entertaining that way.
All right, so.
Go ahead. Jimmy, ask him what.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, so today we have Jeff Loper in studio. Jeff Loper from Muhlenberg. High school.
Are we doing this again?
Formerly Lopez.
Formerly Lopez. So,
and formerly a Muhlenberg.
Lopez.
Yes. As for people who don't know Jeff, we used to have lunch together. Yeah.
This is sounding really bad.
And
let him roll, Jeff. Just let him roll.
For those of you who don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty much, you would sit at lunch every day and just talk about, high school stuff,
this is where he takes over the show.
Well, okay.
This is where Jimmy leaves.
Casey and I used to have lunch together in high school, too, by the way.
Yeah, yes, we did.
Right. And with Trevor.
Yeah.
Remember Trevor?
Yeah, we did.
So, Jeff, you were just telling me that you recently retired.
Did you really have to guess?
Not recent.
But, yeah.
Wait, what do you want to know?
You're retired?
Oh, just, normal things, so...
Well, you're the fucking interviewer, so interview him.
Oh, right. So I see this didn't get anywhere.
Give me a question.
Yes.
So you're retired, Jeff.
Right.
Yep.
It's good to see you. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Big gulps, huh?
Well, see you later.
So are you still in the Lehigh Valley area?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, nice. And you're just saying how you're a stay-at-home dad. You just stay at home. And your lovely wife, Jenny.
Yes.
Still is the... is the provider. How does that feel when you stay
She's
at home?
Not
and play
the provider.
She's like
not
shit when you put it that way.
First of all, Jeff, let me come to your defense a little bit. She's not the sole provider.
Well, yes, yeah. Well, because you're the hunter.
Okay, how about
Jesus Christ?
How about I help you out?
Okay,
the hunter.
I fill you in on my situation since
you're
struggling with asking a question. So in 2004, I was medically discharged from the military.
Right.
So they retired me.
Yeah.
And so therefore now I am a retired vet who's a stay-at-home dad, and I make just as much money as my wife does off of disability.
Oh, yeah?
So now Jimmy is insanely jealous of
right.
you.
So it is a dual-income household.
Right.
But I have the rare privilege of being able to stay at home with my children as opposed to having to go to work.
Wow, thank you for clearing that up. For everybody,
Jimmy's version of medical discharge are completely different.
Yeah.
So
that's a great thing. If you can stay home, I would love to be with my kid more.
Right.
I work swing shift and all kinds of weird
right.
hours
the,
and stuff.
The hard thing is that a family nowadays needs a dual income. So being able to have a dual income without actually having to go somewhere to earn it is great. It makes life so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have to pay for childcare either.
How many kids?
Exactly. You save a ton of money.
How many kids do you have, Jeff?
Three.
You have three? Okay.
But don't ask my wife. She'll want four.
Really?
Keep going.
I'm content with one, but my wife is stuck on it. We're going to have another one.
You're definitely
you?
Having
goes,
another one.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to have one. Like, what, are you not going to have sex with me? I'm like, well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Doctor Strange.
Oh, you like that, Jim?
Have you seen it?
Oh, have I seen Doctor Strange? I do this every day. I'm driving like I can make a portal.
See? As I'm watching this movie, I'm thinking, okay, this explains a little bit. Like, it's exactly like what I would picture Jim if he had a cape and special superpowers.
He actually does. He actually, when he's driving or he's in the passenger seat
like
of my car, he's trying to make
the guys,
a portal to
you know,
go through.
At the beginning, he's a real
gestures.
Dick, whatever his name is, Chester Copperpot or whatever,
Benedict Cumberbatch.
But, like, the first, half of the movie, I fucking hated him, his attitude, whatever. But then he turned into whatever, Doctor Strange, and then I was like, fuck, that's Jim. He's astral projecting and opening up portals and waving his fucking hands like a lunatic.
Jim, were you...
Yeah, reminded me exactly
Jim.
Of you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you... Now...
Then he left his body and I was like, that's Jim.
Is that when he was like, the body doesn't have a spirit? And that old lady that plays a lesbian in the other movie. What's her name?
She's a lesbian in real life, Jim.
Oh. She did... She goes... and she,
isn't that Ellen's wife?
I don't know. Who was it?
No.
Tilda Swinton.
Yes.
Yeah. Ellen's wife is Ellen's Portia de Rossi.
Well, when Doctor Strange was like,
neither one of those answered my question.
Right.
But,
so when,
but we're talking about Tilda Swinton.
Yes, okay. when he
she's
first.
She's not a lesbian in real life.
No, she is.
Okay,
no, I bought bisexual.
Who cares?
How do you know that?
What does that have to do with the story? Like, here?
Yeah.
What she does
no, it's not related at all. But now that the information's out there, I'm curious about it.
Jim,
how do
you know
that she's bisexual from an encounter? You've read about it.
Yes.
Amazing. I'm amazed that you can even retain that kind of information. Is
Jim, I'm telling you, Dustin knows.
I know.
So
I'm learning more and more every week. I've really missed you last week.
Fantastic recall.
Yeah.
Total almost.
No. So, Ari, would you say?
Give them the air.
Oh, shit.
Would you say that you were Doctor Strange when he first went to Tibet and Tilda Swinton, when he was like, the spirit, there is no such thing. It's all our DNA and memories and stuff like that. And she's like, oh, really? There's no such thing as spirit? And she hand palms him in the chest and knocks his spirit out of him. He's like looking at himself, flying around with his hands flopping. And he's like, oh, no. And then he finally realized. Are you saying that is you? You're questionable if you have a spirit or not, Jim?
Are you saying that you actually believe that the things that she did to him are actually possible?
No. Well, I mean, you know.
Well, it kind of does imply that that's what you're saying because you're
Jimmy,
asking me.
I'm not trying to sound like
Native American.
Yeah,
he's got some stuff going on.
I'm not trying
there,
to sound like the secret, Jim, but
head.
I think, you know, if you believe it, then achieve it. You can pass it or something. But what is it?
I'll tell you what. If I had the ability to
whatever
punch Jimbo's spirit, I would do it.
That's deep.
What the hell?
Fucking headbutt it. Literally, I would kick your spirit dead in the balls, dude.
Oh, fuck
God.
I'd kick that
kick.
Spirit like you kicked the fucking toilet.
No, I think you guys would be surprised. Hundreds and thousands of women love the pet fountain. When I asked them, I'm like, hey, they're like, oh, what? You know, oh, you're so, you know, it's like a jokey, little jokey thing.
Hundreds
it's a good conversation
of
starter.
Thousands.
Helper, I don't know if you're caught
I'd like
up,
everybody to just
of
think about that for a moment.
Oh. Chicks dig him.
Three Trust of them me. At least. Three of them at least.
We've been trying to figure it out for years as to why and what he does that allows that to happen.
I don't know.
He's got fucking charisma.
I know. I just they're like
it's the coconut like, oil.
Yeah,
it's the lost puppy syndrome.
I think they just pity me sometimes.
That's exactly.
I would absolutely agree with that.
You know,
there's nothing wrong with that, Jim.
Like,
no shame
like,
in that, buddy.
Shake the tree as long as it'll.
Like I remember being out at a bar, right? This is back in like 2004 or 5 or something like that, and
oh,
he comes up to me and Brian,
right?
He asks us a legit, serious question. About what do you do if a girl is going down on you and she puts her finger in your butt? And we looked at him and said, you go with it. Right. What do you mean, what do you do?
Remember that girl?
Let it run.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
beer pong?
Remember that girl.
Remember that girl. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that night. It was when the Goose House had $2 mixed drinks, or $2 Tuesdays, right? It was like $2 mixed drinks. And
you were talking about getting goosed at the
yes.
Goose House?
Right. Yeah. And yeah, I met this very nice woman. She was a swimmer from Albright. She was in school there. And
this would have been my time at Albright.
Yeah, she invited me, you know, pleasantly back to her place. We got trashed together.
Do you have a name?
I met her.
She said, follow me.
And yeah, you know, I we were getting along so wonderfully while we were doing shots and everything because it was so cheap back then. It was $2 a shot. And so we went back to her place, and she started...
diddling your butthole.
Playing around. Well, No.
She started doing
She started doing something that women do that involve, you know, their mouth. And, you know, I just...
Fellatio.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
We're talking about a girl putting her finger in your butthole. I think you can talk fully about yeah.
With her mouth. The train has left the station.
Right. So she starts going down, and I, you know, I'm just, like, leaning backwards. I'm like, yeah, you know. I'm like, Jeff and Brian are going to... I couldn't wait to, like, tell them what happened that night because you guys were there with
while
me.
You're thinking of your friends.
Yes, I appreciate that I'm on your mind.
Because remember when we saw her, we're like, oh, wow, you know, like... And so, what is this? And all of a sudden, I feel
I feel like a
an intruder.
I felt just like a little, like something was afoot, like something was wrong, like
well, a finger, not a foot,
like
the something. Whole fist stuck? No,
there was something going on down there where she was, her finger was rolling around to me. I'm like, wow, that's really getting close to my, you know, and I was starting to quiver a little. I guess
she was giving you a little butthole whirlpool action.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, you know, she's not gonna,
what
like,
are you gonna do with
she
this?
Wouldn't do this.
What are we gonna do with this?
It's all getting aired.
Oh my god!
Is she gonna do it? Is she gonna?
I gotta
do
take.
And, well, that's what. Yeah, Casey, I was just like that actually. And I was.
Did she spit on her finger?
I don't know. We were pretty drunk, but so she was like moving around. I'm like, okay, Jim, you know, don't push her away because you know I liked her and I wanted to keep going, but I didn't want her finger to go inside of my butt. And so I'm like, maybe if I pinch it shut really hard with my sphincter muscle.
That's how she lost her fucking finger.
She.
Oh my
Jim,
god!
I had a ring.
Oh
my
god!
My ring.
So, and that ring is still in there.
Fake fucking fingernails are up there. All kinds of shit.
So,
all right, here we go. I got my stories. All right, here we go. All right. When I was in the military, I was a weapons specialist on fighter jets, and one time during a routine weapons check in the cockpit, I accidentally released a bomb off the wing and had to hop out and disarm it real fast before it would explode.
Ooh, I hope that one's true.
Hold on, you released it.
Yeah, whoa.
I can't ask questions?
Not yet.
That was story number one.
That was one story, John.
It's not even
I'll be
finished
quiet now.
The story yet.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. All
right, number two. I once had sex with my dentist, which she had four nipples.
That's two stories. You wasted the whole story. You could have used another one.
All right, and then the last story is that I have my pilot's license and got a couple years ago. And during practicing and training, whatever, I actually landed a plane from after an emergency onto 78 on the highway. Those are my stories.
No, wait. Okay. Can I go first?
Go for it.
Three questions. You landed a fucking plane on 78?
Yes.
And I didn't read about it?
No, it was in the paper.
Fuck. Read the paper more often. All right.
I read the paper. I didn't catch that one.
All right.
Yeah,
so
just north of 78 there off of Lehigh Street is the airport, Queen City Airport.
On 78.
Right off, yeah, right there, right at 78. Yeah, so.
You landed the plane on 78 or
yes.
Couldn't make it to the airport.
It was a takeoff.
I'm going to call
him
Sully.
And the engine stalled.
Okay, were you doing a whole bunch of cocaine? Did you fly that plane upside down fucking Denzel? Like,
yeah. Yes.
All right. No. That's my first question. All right. Second question. What kind of bomb did you disarm?
It was a Mark 82, 2,000-pound bomb.
You could have said anything there. I just know absolutely fucking nothing about bombs. All right. What was the other story?
You're the only veteran here, buddy. Yeah.
I know, right? I killed Bin Laden. No, it was sex with my dentist.
Oh, four nipples.
Four nipples. Yeah. See, that's, all right.
That can't be true. You'd be afraid that your wife would hear us. Okay. Where were her extra superfluous nipples?
They were like right next to each other.
So she had three nipples and then one nipple.
No, she had like two nipples.
Two nipples.
She was a cat. No, she wasn't set up like a cat. They were copied and pasted and
Jeff,
inch over.
Were they like mine with the second one?
So she was like a Matrix glitch.
Yes.
Did anybody see Mallrats? Was it like that? A little. Like
two areolas?
Yeah, but on both.
Oh man.
Right.
She had four areolas then.
Yes.
No, that doesn't happen. You can't have four areolas.
All right, two more questions.
I think I know the okay, I'm going to say okay, and the plane were there stewardesses on this plane?
No, it was just a small four-seater Cessna 172.
No girls on it.
No.
Are you asking him if he's a commercial fucking? Are you asking him if he's a commercial airline pilot?
It was a Jesus fighter plane.
I do have my commercial license.
It had bombs on it.
It had bombs on it. It's all one story.
For the passengers,
I was flying a plane over 78 I dropped a bomb and was making love to a dentist with four nipples.
My dentist came out of nowhere.
Hey, Jeff, were the passengers freaking out when you dropped the bomb? By
accident? They were more upset about the extra nipples on our fucking dentist.
Jesus Christ, I have no questions.
I know, man. I don't even want to. Oh, I want them all to be true.
All right, I'm done. Roundabout, what's true?
Which
dentist.
One?
I'd say dentist.
No.
I didn't get to ask my questions yet.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Where did anyone see you drop the bomb?
Yes, the other two people that were with me. We work in a group of three as weapons.
Okay. Where was this dentist? Where did this all take place at?
That took place in the military as well.
So
she was a military dentist.
A four-nippled military dentist.
Hmm. I don't know if she would have been able to get into the military.
Don't ask, don't tell how many nipples you have.
I don't know if she would.
Was she from Japan by any chance? Because there's a lot of birth anomalies after we dropped the bomb.
No, she's not from Japan.
It could cause four nipples.
I don't know if she would have been able to get into the military with that. So
with four nipples? So this might be holding you back.
And the 78, it was just you in the plane, or did you have a co-pilot?
An instructor with me.
An instructor, okay. So it was early in your piloting. Okay, John, you may ask your questions.
Bring them all down.
I have the answer.
I think I know the answer, too. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to rule out the nipple thing. I don't believe that. As far as, now, when you say releasing the bomb, I mean... What, did you fucking jump out and on top of it and fucking... What do you mean?
No,
I don't understand.
A bomb is hooked in mechanically. There's two
My
two
dad was in
hooks.
The Air Force, so I know a little bit about
okay,
this.
There's two eye hooks, and they're hooked onto a bomb dispenser that hangs under the wing. And there are gas cartridges that are put in place. And then when you push a certain button in the cockpit, it ignites the gas cartridge, which pushes essentially air around, which releases the hooks, and it just drops a bomb. And so when it drops the bomb, there's a wire that's connected from the front nose fuse that is yanked out of the nose because that wire is then hooked to the plane so that when it drops, it arms it. So as soon as it dropped, it was armed.
Oh, Jeff, you know, my mom always said you have the eyes of a pilot.
How could you possibly?
What?
Dude,
are you
way
saying
out
that
of fucking left field.
Did your mom say that about Jeff or about you?
About Jeff.
Is that your fourth question?
No, no. Just, my mom's like, he looks like a pilot, Jimmy. I can see it in his eyes. He has that faraway look.
Yeah.
Now
when
though,
you were
having described that, I have a question.
Sure.
I want to go home and watch Tin Cup.
What makes the Kevin bomb Foster. Propel? Or does it just drop?
It just drops. Okay. A bomb drops. A rocket would have a propellant. Yeah. A missile has a propellant with a guidance system on the
but
front.
But it's dropped. How do you disarm it after
Jeff,
it's...
you are way too good at this game.
Well, the key
Holy
is to write
shit,
stories
dude.
About what you
well,
know.
Yeah, well, like
and
I said,
to
you
be
just
thorough
change,
about
change
your
like
lies.
The tiny... the bomb was gray. it was a Mark Type 1, you stupid assholes.
Goddamn pen is royal blue.
I landed the plane on 73.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
I don't know where to go
I have
with
no
this.
Fucking
I rule out the nipples. Your military knowledge, which obviously you served in, my dad told me some stuff. He was a mechanic. He worked in the planes. He didn't know much about the bombs. But I'm going to go ahead. I think you might have landed a plane on 78. I'm going to say that's true.
Bomb.
I say... The bomb also.
Yeah, bomb.
And what did you say, Dennis? And what did you say?
Bomb.
It was the dentist.
Should
have known. I knew people could have areolas.
The four nipples thing threw me off, man.
Jim, you forget I have two nipples on one side. I mean, not two areolas.
I didn't forget that. I just didn't need to know it.
Oh.
Yeah, but Jeff, you weren't Jeff's dentist. He wasn't banging you.
All right, folks. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week from Chicken Duck.
I like a new Lincoln with all of its class. I like a martini and bird under glass. I'm gonna start living. You wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough for me.
I like to eat lobster directly from Maine. I like to see bullfights in sunny old Spain. I'm gonna start living, you wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough for me. Tally-ho, off we go. Who can wait another day? You and me out on a spree. Let's get started right away. We're gonna go traveling and have us a fling. We'll visit a palace and dine with a king. We're gonna start living, you wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough for me. Let's get started right away. We're gonna go a-traveling and have us a fling. We'll visit a palace and dine with a king. We're gonna start living, you just wait and see.